Today we are going to talk about our Boone area tour of homes coming up for Wings of Refuge. It's in its, hard to believe, fifth year. Katie Darby, Sue Woolston helped put it together. Sue is here today. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
And also from Wings of Refuge, again, the beneficiary of our efforts from the tour of homes, Randy Young, the executive director. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk a little bit. First of all, we'll let people know what Wings of Refuge. Many may know, some may have heard, but give them an explanation. Let's kind of summarize a little bit here. Wings of Refuge has been around for a number of years.
It has. So we actually celebrated our 10th anniversary, our 10th birthday this summer. So we have existed for 10 years, and we are a long-term safe house for survivors of sex trafficking and sexual exploitation. So offer all kinds of different healing opportunities and even kind of a pathway to enter back into the workforce through our social enterprise located in Ames, Iowa.
And over the last couple of years, basically going to Ames, basically our Wings of Refuge here locally has been includes a lot of the rural area.
Yeah, so Wings was founded in Iowa Falls, and then we moved the ministry to Ames in 2019. But we serve survivors of domestic sex trafficking, so those that are being trafficked in across the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And surprising, yes, people, it happens here.
Sadly, yes, it does.
Sue, so 5 years ago,
yes.
Hard to believe, years ago,
yes.
Katie came along and said, Katie Darby said,
I'll never forget that phone call. She's like, Sue, I got this great idea. Let's do what we love to fight what we hate. And she said, let's do a tour of homes. And we literally had weeks, not months, like weeks. And I'm like, sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
So we put it together, and obviously we've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, had what, five the first year? Was it five or six? What do you try to limit it to, the number of homes?
Six is, that's our goal. I don't know if we can go many more than that with the hours offered.
Yeah.
But six seems to be pretty perfect, plus the reception spot.
Mm-hmm.
We need that included for Wings of Refuge to be present, share there.
Yeah. And each year, raise more dollars.
Do you know, Brandy, what we raised last year? I didn't look it up.
It was over $10,000.
So every year it gets a little bit better as the word gets out and more people get interested. So we appreciate that greatly.
And like for Wings of Refuge, I mean, this covers a lot of cost, or it matches grants, things like that for Wings of Refuge, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a significant fundraiser for us, absolutely. And as Sue said, it has grown every year, which blows us away. And we're just so grateful for the community to come around it. So... Mm-hmm.
So this, and every year we do it like the first weekend in December.
Yeah, we had contemplated changing the date, and I said, absolutely not. We're branded. I think people just kind of know in their minds that it's going to be the first weekend in December. And you know what? So far, the weather has been perfect every year, so let's not jinx it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll leave someone else in charge of the weather.
Absolutely.
We do have, and each year you try to have a host site really to get it started. But I did want to, let's hit on ticket sales first, and then we'll come back and give them ticket sales again. You have had a number of businesses every year that have stepped up to be part of selling tickets for this. And this is attendance by ticket, folks. If you want to go, you got to get some tickets.
Absolutely. You have a list of them there for it.
I do.
You could read those off.
We do have Modern Dress. They've been...
Every year they've done it for us.
C&W Hair Express has stepped up too.
Mm-hmm.
Grace Community Church.
Mm-hmm. That's Katie and I both attend there, so...
Where the idea...
Where it all started.
And then the Well over in Ogden. This will be new for you this year.
It is. Last year we started having homes in Ogden, and it was a wonderful connection with Boone. So it used to be Boone Tour of Homes, and now it's called Boone Area Tour of Homes. We might as well include Boone County, right?
Yeah.
So we got Ogden involved, and we're like, okay, let's find a spot in Ogden where it'd be convenient for residents to go buy tickets.
And that's one way to do it. We also have the QR code.
Yes.
That if people see the brochures out there, or
posters.
I think even some of the online, too.
Yes, you can go online, and there are posters on many, many businesses in Ogden and Boone that has the QR code.
So easy to do that way. And again, if you want to go online, it's just, I like this, givebutter.com /tour of homes.
Correct.
And it'll take you to that, and you can get your tickets. And now let's talk a little bit about the tour itself.
Right.
It's going to be on Saturday, December 2nd, mm-hmm. and then on Sunday, December 3rd. So basically afternoon, evening.
Saturday from 4 to 8, which is my favorite time with all the twinkle lights.
Yeah.
It makes it more festive. Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5, which is perfect, too, especially if you don't like to drive in the dark.
Yeah.
So, and if the weather were to be bad, you still have another option. So that's another benefit.
Opportunities.
Right. Yep.
So I know last year when we did this, you said already you had a couple of people that said, I can't get in this year. You already have it filled up. But can I do next year?
I know. Isn't that exciting?
It's
that's
easy,
the best news.
It's
when
easy
someone,
when
yes.
they start coming to you and say, I want next year.
That's always our biggest challenge, is finding 6 homes. It doesn't sound like many, but you just have to have the owners that are willing to open up their homes and share and support this great cause.
Now, we do know that, you have the list. Let's go through the list this year and let everybody know where we're going. First of all, let's start with our start out location, if you will. You got a base location, and that's going to be the Bliss.
Bottled Bliss. We're excited that they are having our open house. They are a new business to Boone, so we're excited to promote them. It's a really cute little venue here in mm-hmm. Boone, and so they offered to do the open house, and so you can go there, and that's where Wings of Refuge will be set up, and they'll be selling, right?
I mentioned we have that job skills training, and part of that is hiring the women to make handcrafted products, and they're really nice products. Yes. I'm wearing a pair of earrings right now. You can't see them, but candles and alpaca hats. And so we would love for you to come by and enjoy some of those survivor-made products that'll be for sale.
All right.
And it'd be a great chance, too, for people to ask questions about Wings of Refuge.
Absolutely.
We really, really, really want them to go to Bottle Bliss, because that's the main reason we're doing this tour. So let's get in there. But we're also going to have refreshments. Mm-hmm. We'll have some cookies and coffee and hot chocolate. And, of course, they're going to be offering wine for sale. So go in and test their wine. Something new this year, we are going to have a photo booth. So that'll be fun. And we are going to do a raffle. And Sarah Funk from Madrid, I believe, who does flowers, is going to be selling her beautiful handmade wreaths. So we have a lot of additions to this year's open house.
Already. Expands. It keeps expanding.
It does.
Let's go with our locations, because, and I did know that, about year 3, I think you had some people that were, I live over here on this side of the river, but can I do this? And yes, you can.
Yes.
So we do have a couple of sites that are going to be in Ogden this year.
We do. It turned out perfect this year. We have 2 in Boone that are literally on the same street. So how convenient is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 2 south of Boone that are both on Quill Avenue. So that makes it really easy. And then the 2 in Ogden, which I'm excited about all of them. But one of them is a church that was converted into a home. So I know that's been a huge draw this year.
So who all, let's start a little bit about, because, well, I knew about Palmer's. I knew that we had Ryan Palmer coming.
Yeah.
And talk about shop with a cop, and he goes, I'll be busy next year with decorating, because Helene, for those who know her, she wanted to be a part of this, and she's one of those that said, sign me up next year.
Yes, we appreciate those people greatly.
So we have Jane Zaleski and J.D. Kameen. That's down on Quill Avenue, 1568 Quill Avenue. Angie and Eddie Bacon, 1387 Quill Avenue. And Eddie says, still going, still getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
Monica and Kevin Pearson on Southeast Lynn, 1716 Southeast Lynn. Of course, Helene and Ryan Palmer at 2020 Southeast Lynn. Then in Ogden, you have Deb and Doug Stumbo and Lori and Mike Anderson.
Correct. So 6 amazing homes. And what's so fun this year, so it's the church in Ogden, but the other one was built in 1902. which I am so excited. That's a Victorian style, and they have done some remodel, but tried to keep it in tune with the feel of the home. And then we also have a new build, which is Bacon's out on Cole Avenue. So what a great variety we're going to have. And two, a lot of them, just how they decorate differently, whether modern or antiques, and it just makes it very fun and interesting.
Each one's a little different.
Absolutely.
They have their own taste, so we do that. So tell me a little bit. I know you have some support because your brochures, you get printed for you.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. We
got to mention these.
Huge, huge shout out to the Iowa High School Athletic Association, if I can say it right. They do all of our printing, our signs, our posters, our brochures, our tickets. We are so impressed and thankful for them.
They help out a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good.
They've done that every year. So huge shout out to them for doing that.
Okay. And you got a little assistance from somebody who does helps these people with some of their antiques and things like that, and vintage items.
Okay. A little shout out to Vintage Revived Rentals. It's a new business here in Boone that rents antiques and vintage items and some modern items for any events, birthdays, anniversaries, whatever. But this new business has actually gone in and decorated all the hosts or open house venues for the last 5 years.
So had that all done. But again, for those, and I know at least one who is into the antiques. My daughter did it when she did it. So and every year, you did tell me that you did have somebody last year that said, put me down for next year.
We did. There was so much excitement in the air, but they loved doing it so much, they wanted to do it right away again this year. And as much as we appreciate that, our goal is to get new homes every year. But for sure, if there's a need in the future or so many years from now, we would love to have them back. We love the energy and the excitement that they had and just the eagerness. That's what we're looking for.
Randy, for Wings of Refuge, again, this is a way to also put out awareness to the public about about the service that's available and about the challenges we've got, because it keeps happening. We see it all the time, or at least I get to see it on the news reports I get, so I know the kind of issues they're dealing with.
Yeah, and I think that's what we love about these events, the do what you love to fight what you hate, because trafficking is dark, it's evil, it's more prevalent than what we sometimes even realize, and so therefore this gives the community a cause that brings some joy and light to a dark issue and gets more and more people aware and engaged. So we just want to say thank you so much to not only the organizers, the supporters, and all the people that come out to participate, because trafficking's a big issue and we need the community to rally around and do it together. So just a huge, filled with gratitude at Wings of Refuge.
This is our winter part, because we talked a little bit before we started about we had a number of years ago there was a golf outing, and again, this is something that started up, and they've kind of brought it back, and I think the pandemic slowed them down a little bit there, but once again, so we do have other things that are going on, but everything is focusing on drawing attention to Wings of Refuge and the plight of those that are trafficked.
Yes, you will see some promotions for Swing for Freedom. That's the golf tournament that'll come back in June, so stay tuned.
It'll be there. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, though, we need people to get tickets, and proceeds, again, are all going to be all these people volunteer their time and their effort to put their homes together to let people come in and see their holiday tradition, the things they like.
Absolutely. And they also, I should mention, can find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
So just go to Boone Area Tour of Homes, and you'll find us.
Okay. And we do know that tickets are the important... Mm-hmm. Get your tickets. Once again, you can go into Modern Dress, C&W Hair Express, Grace Community Church, or over in Ogden, go into the Well. And again, they'll have tickets available probably up until
the tour starts. Okay. And that's a good thing to start with. So the tickets right now are $15 in advance, and then you can buy them right up until the tour starts. But when the tour starts, it's going to be $20 at the door. But that's for all six homes, so that's an amazing deal.
So I think the best thing is lay out a plan on how you're going to go to them.
Yeah.
See, travel around and end up or start at end up at Bottle of Bliss, or yeah, start there.
Be sure
too,
and get there. It's yeah. it's going to be a really fun venue with some neat things for sale, and just
that's
just,
what we. They need to come there yeah. and find out about Wings of Refuge.
Absolutely. We would love to meet you. Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe get yourself signed up to be on the list for homes next year or the year after.
Perfect.
Wouldn't that?
Great plug.
So
yes.
We'll go
please.
6, 7 years, you know, whatever it's going to take.
Absolutely.
We'll keep doing it. Once again, the plan to stop at Bottle Bliss, 705 Keeler and Boone. Again, they've got the refreshments. And again, they'll have. Representation from Wings of Refuge there, and items for sale. And once again, check on the, you know, if you see a poster that's got it on a QR code, buy your ticket. Again, get them in advance. Otherwise, you can get them at the door, whichever home you go to.
I absolutely, think. And, any of the homes. Yeah.
And that gives you permission to, or grants you into all of them, I guess, so. Do that.
Yep. Gather your friends, your neighbors, your family, get carloads and go. Have fun.
We do want to exceed what we raised last year for Wings of Refuge. That's what we want to do. Bottom line, we'll do that. Saturday, December 2nd, Sunday, December 3rd. And once again, the hours are going to be on Saturday, December 2nd, 4 to 8, afternoon, evening. And that time of the year, yeah, it'll be dusky around 4:30 or so. So that'll work out good. You can see all the lights. Sunday, it'll be from 1 to 5 in the afternoon. And once again, it gives you an option either day. You can go online again for tickets if you want. GiveButter.com/tour of homes. Like I said, Modern Dress, C&W Hair Express, Grace Community Church, The Well in Ogden. Just help support the effort. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.